then you are sitting for the first practice, seeing the sound intervenes very strongly. See what to do then. I told you, if you cannot bear that strong sound, it is better to divert your attention to seeing. That will polish down. Unbearableness of the thing. Or near that portion, let the sound, follow the sound that will drag you into the beyond. See? Either of the two, which you like. If sound is very strong, then you cannot bear, then just divert your attention to see. See? That will, that unbearableness will go. That will become bearable. Or follow it. That will drag you into the beyond. You follow?
Yes. When I...
Position, the same position, that makes no difference. Sitting position is always better because it is the position of the child in the womb of the mother. In that case, you withdraw. You simply begin to sit on feet. Your soul will withdraw. That is sitting position. That privilege.
If I'm going to listen, I should change.
All right, you just take the fingers from the thumbs from your ears and see. Repeat the name. That is polish. Or if you follow it, that will drag you into the beyond. Go and master will be waiting for you. Yes?
Master, how should one conduct oneself in the presence of a master?
That's a different position, you see, each man's own advancement. I think by questioning what I have seen, we put one question, one phase of it. He replies that. You simply leave off all questions, simply hearing and become receptive. All your questions will be replied. And I told you that I only put two questions to my master all through life. First was about visualizing master's form that I told you. The other was, what is the proof that this science will be alive, remain alive after you? And he said, whomsoever I will order, I am responsible, for others I am not. These are his words. And then I further put him the question, in what form he will be? He said, he will be in sick form. So these are all the questions. I learnt all simply looking into him and hearing what he said. Now this is not the fate of everybody who has stepped into the intellectual plane. He must have why and wherefore. He must understand the why and wherefore of things. See? He should put in, clarify all questions. Because he won't be able to take up the way unless he's intellectually satisfied. He's got some proofs. So it's better only to clear your heart. As I told you, generally, there is one learned man, the other is unlearned man. And there is a stair, 100 stairs to reach the top of the building. The one order is all right if you go up to see sun. Go up. The unlearned man starts going up, you see. And the unlearned man says, well, first of all, give me any example, any evidence from anybody that is, I see sun when they go up. One thing. Then say, well, suppose my put a slip, then what to do? You see? You would like to understand. Then you put in a day to go 50 steps, 40 steps, 30 steps, then you see any guy. It's not awkward. You know what? And it's there. You will see when you visualize, you withdraw your attention from outside. Rise above outward faculties. Mind is still. The seat of the soul is at like the eyes. Direct your attention just there, the place where the humanity is there, third eye or single eye is there. You see that? It is going up, you see, right? So those who have got something that question, they should let loose all, give all questions. Let them say, and those who reply. Sometimes people write to me, they say, where is the proof? They say, I told you already, you come in. He writes, I want only all alone time with you. All right, I'll give it, you come here. Sit inside the room and lock it up, keep the key with yourself. Don't come out unless your questions are replied. This is what I tell them, what to do. Questions are the same nature in a different way put up, that's all. Unless you go up, you cannot see. When you're near the top of the roof, near the roof, then you see little glimpses of light. When you really go up, you see full light. So it is better who have entered the plane of intellectual plane, they should be satisfied. Then these, all these seem to be explained, such and such master said, Sanskrit said, such and such said. Only for his little curry to take off, it appears to be correct. But he is not satisfied unless he sees for himself.
What's the explanation of the different colors of lights that are seen in meditation?
No book will give you identity. But there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it. That depends on the inner development background, some dominating attributes in his life, you see? That's the cause of all these different colors. So, yellow golden light is spiritual, pure milk, pure white light also, this is spiritual. Red light you will find where at least there is some other rajogun, I mean, pushing attitude. So these are different stages, different colors, different sounds also.
Are they different lights for different people, or are they the same progression of lights for everybody?
Those who have got background, they go up further. Those who have to start just on the regular way. They see sky, they see stars, they meet stars, then stars, and the moon comes, then stars. Those who have got the background, they start all at once from there. That's it.
Because I was just thinking, every morning in here, when we meet, everybody seems sees various lights, and
yes.
We seem to be about on the same level, many of us.
Well, yes, our folks will come to know. They will see two masters. Master Savan Singh.
Yeah, now that of course is beyond most of us. But
not beyond, I guess. Let us see. Of course, those who are regular, they have it. They talk to.
Blue light. I didn't touch on that. Everybody seems to see the blue light. What's that?
That's the first.
Yeah.
Loving attitude. You see, the picture of Lord Krishna, blue, dhoti, you see, yellow, blue, and light, I mean golden light. These are three. Then the ugly form, you see. His face is blue, clothes are yellow, and then he starts showing the combination of different developments.
So really, when you start to meditate, you should try to get at that golden light as rapidly as possible.
You cannot visualize, you see. That comes after itself. when you reach that way, that is the point. But that is, I told you, that is where master form manifests.
And these lights just seem to stay for a short time. Will that increase as time goes by?
By regular practice. Regular practice. And that time is increased only the longer you can stay in whatever you see, continuous, without break. The more progress is also there.
Suppose you have to scratch yourself, does that take you right back to the beginning again?
You are not risen above body consciousness.
Oh.
Otherwise, if you are risen above, you won't feel it.
Oh.
No, yes, you won't. That means you are still not at the top of this roof, you see. You are still on the way, 60 steps or 70 steps or something. You know?
Some people have said, too, that just about all the body consciousness disappears and there they are up above, but nothing else happens. That's where the grace of the Master enters in, isn't it?
Grace of the Master was the very first day when you initiate. It is there. Money deposited your name in the bank. That is why you go to the window to have the money there. The more you can stay at the window, the more you can ask.
If you don't mind my saying
no,
so.
No, I don't mind anything. What's possible?
I think I've read in some books.
Books written
that,
by whom?
That the grace.
Written by whom?
Either by.
Written by whom, I tell you.
Either by you or by your master, oh. Sawan Singh.
Tell me. I hope
that the grace of the Master is at the pure discretion of the Master.
Sure is.
Is that discretion sometimes, does that imply then that on occasion the Master might like someone more than someone else?
Why? Is he a worldly man? Is he a worldly man?
No. I mean among initiates, shall we say.
Among initiates who are more obedient, is that more of a thing?
He gets more grace.
Grace, the more you turn your face, the more grace you have it.
Yes.
You shut your eyes in the room and you say, you see, don't see any light, then it is for you to come out.
Yes.
He has love, you see, that is why he initiates. Nobody, man may give clothes, may give money, may give buildings. Nobody gives his life. He gives you his life. His life is light and sound. He gives his life, his very life, to start with, so that you will dwell. I say, who can give? Here also, you find Vishnu will give his blood. That you think is a very great sacrifice he has made. But he gives his life. His life is what? Word made flesh.
You placed a portion of your life in us.
Well, no, yes. Man who sees light within, he gives you light. When there's no life within, how can he give light? From a burning lamp, you can light another lamp. But the lamp which is not already lit, how can you another lamp to be lit?
That gets me back to a question that I asked earlier, but which perhaps I didn't phrase well enough,
yes.
But seems appropriate.
All right, welcome.
How should we behave in the presence of a master? Some of us aren't certain. Some of us wonder if we're doing the right thing, if we're according the correct courtesy and so on.
I tell you. Go to him in whatever attitude you like, if you are really after the truth. You won't be annoyed by your question 101.
Yes.
Plain, slightly plain, loving. You may go to him even for criticism. You give in a very loving way the reply to them. If he understands, he will change. People come like that also. They put so many 101 questions, and they when see, because I told you, many things are taught not by tongue. Only 1/3. 2/3 through direction. Twice. So when a man sits in front, his soul was either the windows or the soul. That also says 2/3. 1/3 by word of mouth.
I mean, do you behave toward a master as one would toward an emperor?
Take him as your elder brother. Take him as your father, as your friend. Just understand what he says. When you get something substantial, for which you bear out evidence yourself, it is so, then start, go on, what he says. The highest criterion, I think, the master who is able to give you something to start, some capital to start. That capital is given only by raising you above the body consciousness for a while. Whosoever can give you that, you can say safely, he's got something beyond. How great he is, I think when you know him, how great you become, that way you are. In the early times when he went to my master, some people told me, how great is your master? So I told him, I don't know how great he is, that much I know for certain is more than I want. Very honest reply. If you know a guru or a master, you become a master. You cannot be known. Very few people really know the master. They know only that much some part of it. Whatever he condescends to give something to them.
While you are having this talk here with us tonight, are you having similar talks on other planes with more highly advanced of your initiates?
You see, the pieties, they are not left alone, you see. Though they are not attached to the world, they are taken to the different planes where they are fit, whatever stage they have advanced. If no attachment for the world left, except for the master, he will not be sent down to the man-body human. He will take the first second, then give him progress from further. He advises them there. But there is one thing to note. It takes much longer time to have that thing as compared to what you can have now in shorter time. What you can do in years there, you can do in months here. Why I press it? Why my master press? A learned man, you see, scholar, is only scholar after that when he is scholar while alive. If I go out of this building, does not mean that I have changed. Whatever we have done, we go to that place. From there we have to go. The more we can do here, the better.
But it must be done correctly.
And proper guidance and help. Help too.
By receptivity. Does incorrect meditation count in our favor?
It is compared with not doing it better. That's what it says. But it is not. You won't have the progress here. One Hafiz is a great saint, Vapasya. He says, well, sit down in meditation at his door. Don't think whether he has heard it or not. Your duty is to sit at his door, quite cut off from the world. And that is all, nothing more. Do we sit? Quite cut off from the world, then you have it. Why we don't transcend? Because we are tight. We have got so many entanglements, you see.
Assuming that we are able to have complete concentration,
yes,
how long should it take ordinarily for our body to become completely numb?
When Master initiates, he takes you into Vinayagosa city, full sun, full moon, some classes full moon, the very first initiation. It happens here. Then?
Yes.
It's how long does it is a little thought of his. Each man has his own according to background, of course. But there are cases like that. Who class a big star, class sometimes moon, class sun also. It doesn't take long. One man put this question at the room. I just explained to you, I went to their home when I went to Rawalpindi. I was in the time of my master. They, many also, when I went to my office on the way, I just entered their home, sit down, they were all sitting, his husband and other brothers. How long it takes to leave the body, to be down. I told him, do you want to know? All right, I said. They thought he is dead. You see? It takes no time, it's a custom. That means practice, you see? That's the trick. In the beginning, it is difficult. The very first day, how much you do, you see, you get something. That something only comes when you rise above the body consciousness or nearing the top. Isn't it? Then we have to do it. This is a very regular science that 2 and 2 make 4. No doubt about it, people can have and see. And that's the only criterion of a must. No propaganda. Propaganda, people have with money, they do so much. One untruth. Propaganda is truth. 10 times, 20 times, that becomes as equal as truth. Hmm?
I'm not sure of the exact wording of Tracy's question, but why is it that it's so much more difficult to listen to the sound than it is to look for the...
Because the mind is killed with that. Man would like to go into the, I mean, opening of the cannon, enter in there rather than hear the sound. Because hearing the sound kills the mind forever. You engage in seeing, all right. But hearing the sound is difficult. You see, my death is come. It is out of sound.
You still want us to have exactly the same amount of sound listening as psychic viewing?
That depends, you see, how far you would like to advance. Want to advance quicker, you will have to put in more time. Both are counterparts, light and sound. I say you give equal time, you advance quicker. But generally we do not. Simply if you are the sound will drag you into because you see light. I don't mean man must know where he's going, you see both. Light is necessary to know where you are going. And the sound will dragging you like as if you do not know where you are going. So both things should be dual. Sound is the guiding principle. Those who take up the only light, they are enveloped by light, do not know where to go for it. There is the sound principle guides. If you are not dwelt by all these Hindu gentlemen, they little care for this sound. But when they are dwelt by sound and light, they don't know what to do. Where to go? Both things go hand in hand.
I think somebody's trying to make some kind of signal, and I don't know what the meaning of it is.
What else? You know, a couple of numbers. Atom. Signal is there. Thank you,
I have no more questions.
No. You put in the statue inside out, you see. Find him out there. Yes? Thank you.
Thank you.
No thanks. Thanks to I know very well. As I told you the other day, thousands of dollars you make, all right, thank you. You give the little thing of one thing, give him. So thank you, thank you. That becomes a misnomer.
Should we stop saying thank you?
No, this is what I say. What? If I get something from my own self, then also very God thanks. But I don't give anything from my own self. This is what I've got. Somebody's, what you say, store given to me to look at. That's all I can say anymore. My master saw him very spendthrift. So he said, all right, go and have it and do it. Because it's not my hard money, it is only kept with me. It's stable. Man should put, I think it would be better if you put in full time. Sound principle gives him more concentration. And sound principle is the only way to control the mind. Quicker way. Lord Krishna has in his lifetime that he plunged into the river Jamna. There was a dragoon with 100 heads. And he played on flute and controlled it. That's the metaphor. To show this mind is the 100-headed dragon within us. There are 100 ways to mislead us. If that can be controlled, only can be controlled by that sound. Guru Ram Das says, when you come in contact with Nam, mind is controlled. Nam is a mantra. Things are very clear, you see, at daylight. Not difficult as people think. Again, I will say it is difficult to become a man. God is searching here, there, anywhere. The ideal man. Kabir says, I am so purified now that God is after me, calling me Kabir, 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 he is after me, calling me like anything. Suppose you have got 4 or 5 sons. One son is very dutiful. He doesn't understand, is a very inkling what is in his mind. He follows that without asking for it. Do you think father will not be after him? Of course, he is here to every son, but he is the foremost to whom he will hand over all the keys to look after the instance of others too. He won't give keys to everybody. Regular pace. Take when you are initiated that God power resides in you. That's with master power, Christ power. It won't leave you unless till the end of the world, unless it takes you to Satnam. Further Satnam takes you into further, absorbs you into this worldly state. Now, taking is within you, one thing. And further, don't purposely transcend a break his commandments. Such a man is not to fear, not in this world, but in the 3 worlds. You keep all in mind. Baba Jamal Singh, when he initiated somebody, you would say, look here, I have now resided in you. Mind that. Don't do anything unlawful thing. This is very what Baba Jamal used to say. I am now sitting in you, residing in you. very huge. Already then when they came back, already what have you done? How have you proceeded? Our master used to ask, how are you? And the man begins to say, my son was sick, he's all right, oh, my wife was sick, he's all right, I have one such and such litigation case there, this and that thing, my son has been passed such and such examination. Then he says, have you done my work? Very polite. Have you done my work? This is his work. How does it come as a reaction from the past? Of course, Master helps in all affairs. There's no shortcoming anywhere. He extends protection, physical protection, all this, whether the initiate knows it or not, even then. The only thing we have to turn our face, the rest we have to look at. There are three or four children of a man. One son asks, I want this, father, give me, all right. The other says, I want this cycle, all right. The third says, I want a motor, all right. One is really simple, does not ask for anything. Do you think father will ignore him? Do you think? Will he ignore him? Will father ignore him?
No.
You'll keep his up everything for him. And you follow him, his beck and call. I think you give the keys of the whole thing to him, that's all. But in your case, mine is his father's. And he? It's always better to open mind, see, anything rankling in your heart. There should be no reservation, no shame in the worst question. There are no questions worse, you see. Simply something is not clear. The darkness, do you see darkness will be removed by striking with cudgel or beating? Little light. That here it is as certain a truth to make for this, very definite. For want of practice, the whole trouble is done. And the spade beating has played havoc. No reason. God does not reside in temples, made with stones. And where our Chaityanity all over this outer thing is that. We do respect you see temples. Temples, churches, why? They are made after the model of man and people gather together to have symbols, yes, of light and sound and pray to God. But the body is the true temple of God. Now if you think anything not very clear, you're most welcome. Put on a dress, take away you like. I think it is open secret. I have not said anything imposing or anything like a boss. I say something placed with you before you for common sense. Talk. Understand? So it is a great blessing to have a living master. Many things are clear. All scriptures become as open as daylight. Even if you don't understand the language, you'll always see those things. What once it happened in the time of my master, you to give a talk, I was detailed by him to give talk to satsang, whole satsang. Some people gave a very critical way. They thought perhaps I memorize the talk when I go there beforehand. That is why I give fluently everything. One day that talk was over. That was it. Sanskrit scholar. He said, I want one, he may quote it in Sanskrit language. Sanskrit language did not follow, but one or two words I did follow. That was a description of the Dasamdha. you give me interpretation of this. I told you I know this, don't know the Sanskrit language, but I do tell you the place where, about which this says something, that is, there's a light giving tree. So many lights there. No, this word doesn't mean that. It only means, I don't know whether your Sanskrit dictionary tells you that or not, but the place about which this is saying something, there can be nothing else. Then another Sanskrit scholar says, yes, this word also means that. You see things, you see. Otherwise, it's a sealed book handed down from posterity to posterity. Nobody understands what it is. They saw, say something, those who now see, they see say the same thing.
Mm.
All right.